I think President Obama's re-election tells us a lot of things about the American people, his own competence and ability to mobilize the American people. And then the other thing is how Obama has been able to engage the rest of the world to the point that there are benefits derived by countless number of Americans who feel that he came in with difficulties. Like Charles Atlas, he has been carrying the weight. And there are many hecklers and distractors poo-pooing his effort. But in the end, he was able to carry the burden to the political end of the journey.
Now, Professor Nyang, as you know, early in his first term, President Obama made what many saw as a symbolically important visit to Africa. But in terms of actual policy, critics say the president has not engaged Africa sufficiently. So what can Africans realistically expect from Mr. Obama's second term?
Well, I think Obama's visit to Africa, particularly going to Ghana, was very symbolic and historical. But most important thing is, if you are judging Obama and Africa, you will be disillusioned if you're expecting Obama to be a black president for Africa, as if he was representing Africa. Obama doesn't represent America. Obama is an American president. He benefited from Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton went to Ghana and elevated Rawlings and the Ghanaians by dressing in kente cloth along with his wife. That was a first in the history of American presidency. Now, Obama inherited that Clintonian narrative, and he went to Ghana for a variety of reasons. But Obama was also affected by George Bush. George Bush did a lot for Africa because George Bush invested billions in the anti-AIDS campaign in Africa. So Obama came against this background. Obama was facing the high expectation of the blacks that, lo and behold, we have a black president. Many of them were emotionally excited about it. Many of them, suddenly, when they look back 4 years later, did not get all their hopes and their dreams because the blacks were hoping that Obama would somehow miraculously engage Africa differently from the previous leaders. But I think that was exaggerated expectation.
Of course, the Obama administration's view is that the administration has, in fact, engaged Africa on a number of fronts in a positive way, given all the domestic and international constraints on U.S. policy. But Africans in the diaspora, especially those in the United States, have had an active participation in this election. How much impact do you feel they have had in the outcome?
Well, I think much has been said about the Arab Spring. Obama's second term could very well be what I have said on Voice of America before. I used the Hamadan metaphor. See, the Arab Spring was for the North Africans and the Arabs in the East. But the political Hamadan for Africa would be the strengthening of the democratic process south of the Sahara.
But why would the election or re-election of a U.S. president lead to that situation when, in fact, it's Africans themselves that should do this on their own?
Well, it is expected so. Well, the Arabs were supposed to solve their own problem, but they got Obama involved in Libya. And of course, at that particular moment, the Russians and the Chinese went along with the Americans. And that's why you have changes in Libya. Now, in sub-Saharan Africa, all these African countries, from Mauritania all the way to South Africa, they all have their own individual problems. Second time, Obama could solve their problems in terms of trade. Clinton came with AGOA, which has been an interesting development in terms of allowing African imports. The former president of Senegal has been working hand in hand with some other African leaders with regard to trade policies from the United States so that Africans can export things like cotton. They didn't play the game. They were not interested. Because some of the American business groups were not willing to do that. You see, we're willing to give AGOA so that some African countries can export things. And unfortunately, in Lesotho, Botswana, Mauritius, etc., you don't have that high-rated African involvement in export-import with the United States. Obama's second time will deal with that issue, hopefully.